Wednesday, August 19th. I'll admit, I was in a horrible mood when I got on that plane. But yesterday, I arrived at the Charles de Gaulle Airport with a brand new attitude. Bonjour, Paris. The one perk of sitting near a crying toddler for the entire flight was that I could not sleep. So I spent 7 hours brushing up on my French. Je m'appelle Nikki. That means, my name is Nikki. J'adore Paris. That means, I love Paris. See how good I am? We made it! Chloe and Zoe squealed as we stepped out of the airport and into the French air. Maybe it was just my imagination, but I could actually smell freshly baked croissants, designer perfume fragrances, and, artist oil paint. Inspired by renowned French artists like Monet, Degas, Rodin, Lenoir, and Delacroix, I decided to take my own art to the next level by trying the new fashion illustration style. I'll sign my new artwork, Nicole J. Maxwell, which looks very chic, artsy, and French. We piled into two shiny black vans and headed for our hotel. According to the brochure in the folder Victoria had given us, it was within walking distance of the Eiffel Tower. Yes, the Eiffel Tower! Once we arrived at l'Hôtel Magnifique de Paris, we gasped and just stared at the place in total awe. Calling it magnificent was an understatement. I pinched myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming. We rushed out of the van, and Brandon grabbed his camera and started snapping photos. After several buses filled with tourists left the hotel, he took a photo of Chloe, Zoe, and me in front of a gorgeous fountain at the main entrance. We did a group hug and smiled for the camera. OMG! Our dream of visiting Paris together had finally come true! Okay, nobody move a muscle, Mackenzie shouted as she rushed toward us. Please stay right there. We stared at her, pleasantly surprised. Although she was our social media intern, she rarely took any photos except to humiliate us. Was Paris already having a positive impact on Mackenzie? I need to keep this sidewalk clear for my luggage, so stay out of the way, she sneered. Nope, Paris was turning her into an even bigger drama queen. Trailing behind her were two bellhops from the hotel struggling to push a cart piled high with a teetering stack of designer luggage. OMG, I could not even imagine the stress of traveling with 9 pieces of luggage stuffed with expensive clothing, shoes, and jewelry. But I was mature and savvy enough to deal with that situation if it became absolutely necessary. What can I say? I'm a very disciplined person. As Mackenzie brushed past us, Zoe couldn't hide her frustration. Mackenzie, where are you going? You're supposed to be documenting this trip for our social media campaign, she complained. Trevor Chase had specifically instructed her to take lots of photos. He thought behind-the-scenes shots and footage would help us build our brand on social media and increase our number of followers. Yeah, right, Mackenzie scoffed. I'd rather document mold growing on lunch meat than spend my vacation time taking pictures of you three losers. Excusez-moi. As soon as I drop off my luggage, I'm going shopping. So, toodles! I could not believe Mackenzie actually tootled us right to our faces like that. Does she not realize that we are the reason she is here in Paris giving those poor bellhops hernias by forcing them to push her 639 pounds of designer luggage? Some people are so ungrateful. The lavish hotel lobby looks like the inside of a palace. It has plush red carpet with gorgeous antique gold furniture that glistens under the light from 3 huge chandeliers, each with over 100 bulbs. I held my breath as Victoria took out her iPad to announce our room assignments. I guess I was still pretty traumatized from having to share a room with a lip gloss addicted weasel on our last tour. Thank goodness I got assigned to a suite with Chloe and Zoe this time around. And Violet was lucky to get a single bedroom in the suite she's sharing with Victoria and Mackenzie. Victoria and Mackenzie are actually roommates. Hey, those two totally deserve each other. Under Victoria's watchful eye, Mackenzie is actually going to have to work as an intern instead of just shopping, eating at trendy restaurants, and hanging out at the spa all day long. Chloe, Zoe, and I are sharing a gorgeous two-bedroom suite. And my wonderful BFFs insisted that I take the single room while they share the double. Nikki, you totally deserve that room, Zoe insisted. You're the reason we're all here, Chloe gushed. Hey, I couldn't argue with that. Anyway, my hotel room is so magnificent, très magnifique. And that brochure was correct. I can actually see the Eiffel Tower from my room. Squee! After exploring my hotel suite and taking a ton of photos, I finally called my family to let them know I had safely arrived in Paris. They said they were already missing me, even though I'd barely been gone for 24 hours. Then my mom gave me some shocking news. Nikki, I'm so sorry Brianna took most of your clothing out of your luggage to make room for her teddy bear. She said something about him having a magical surprise for you. Anyway, sweetheart, remember that debit card I gave you in case of an emergency? Please use it to replace everything that's missing, okay? Then she gave me the name of a popular store in Paris called Mon Amour that specializes in trendy teen clothing at a really good price. I could even shop online and pick up my order at a nearby store. I had to admit, I did feel a little, guilty. So I tried my hardest to convince my mom she didn't need to buy me a bunch of new clothes. Mom, I'll just wear this dress every day until it's dirty and tattered and the stench makes my eyes water. Anyway, I cannot believe that my embarrassingly frugal mother, who darns the holes in my old socks to give away as hand-me-downs to my thankless cousins, is actually forcing me to shop. How crazy is that? It's like, poof, I'm getting a chic new wardrobe in Paris, the fashion capital of the world. OMG, Brianna is a powerful magician after all. Since everyone was exhausted and jet-lagged, we spent the day relaxing, had dinner in our rooms, and turned in early. The last thing I remember was lying in my comfy bed, staring out of my window, hypnotized by the Eiffel Tower glistening in the darkness. I sighed in awe, whispered, "J'adore Paris," and blissfully dozed off to sleep.